This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Israel established diplomatic relations on Saturday with Bhutan, a majority Buddhist nation neighboring India, the Israeli foreign ministry said. Israel's new relations with the relatively isolated Himalayan nation did not appear to be related to its new ties under U.S.-sponsored accords with Arab and Muslim countries in the Middle East and Africa. The Israeli foreign ministry said the agreement follows several years of secret contacts between Israel and Bhutan, and that it's another milestone in deepening Israel's ties in Asia. A signing ceremony was held between the Israeli and Bhutanese ambassadors to India on Saturday, the foreign ministry added. The countries agreed to formulate a joint work plan in the areas of water management, agriculture, healthcare, and other areas. The move comes 2 days after Israel and Morocco agreed to normalize ties in a deal brokered with U.S. help, making it the fourth Arab country after the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Sudan to set aside hostilities with Israel in the past 4 months. Algeria's prime minister on Saturday criticized foreign maneuvers he said were aimed to destabilize it after Washington recognized Morocco's sovereignty over Western Sahara in exchange for Morocco normalizing ties with Israel. The prime minister's comments were Algeria's first reaction to the U.S. decision. In reference to Israel, he added, quote, "There is now a desire by the Zionist entity to come closer to our borders," end quote. Algeria neighbors Morocco and backs the Polisario Front, which has campaigned for independence for the former Spanish colony of Western Sahara since the 1970s. Meanwhile, an advisor to Iran's supreme leader has condemned Morocco's normalization of ties with Israel, calling it a betrayal of Islam. For more on these and other international news stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The first U.S. COVID-19 vaccine shipments will arrive at 145 locations around the country on Monday morning. This is what U.S. Army General Gus Perna said Saturday during a press briefing. The United States authorized the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine on Friday. Perna, who is the chief operating officer of the government's Operation Warp Speed program, said it would start to ship the vaccine Sunday. Make no mistake, he said, distribution has begun. Britain on Saturday readied armed Royal Navy ships to patrol its fishing waters if tempers flare after a no deal on Brexit. The move comes as a deadline approaches for talks with the European Union. Four vessels have been placed on standby to guard British waters from EU trawlers in case the two sides decide to abandon efforts to secure a free trade agreement on Sunday. The development is part of increased contingency planning on both sides of the channel. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has said it is very, very likely the talks will fail and Britain will revert to World Trade Organization or WTO terms. WTO terms would mean tariffs and quotas and the reintroduction of border checks. European leaders have also been told the chances of a deal are slim, with both sides at odds over rules to govern fair competition and fishing rights in British territorial waters. Deal or no deal, Britain will leave the EU single market and customs union on December 31st. A top Indonesian Islamic cleric was arrested in Jakarta on Saturday on suspicion of having breached coronavirus restrictions by holding events that drew thousands of followers in the city, his lawyer said. Police had been investigating the firebrand and politically influential cleric for violating COVID-19 control measures after several mass gatherings were held to celebrate his return from self-exile in Saudi Arabia last month. The cleric's lawyer said his team would file a pretrial motion to seek the release of him, the cleric, who was arrested after appearing at a police station in the capital earlier in the day. Local media cited Jakarta police, he had been charged with the obstruction of law enforcement and incitement of criminal acts. And Switzerland has frozen the financial assets of the president of Belarus, Alexander Lukashenko, following the violent aftermath of the elections in the East European country. Lukashenko and his son Viktor are among 15 people banned from entering or traveling through Switzerland, the government said. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.